Go ahead, Wally.
No, I was saying, I said I had a, I went to the ump. I had a car dealer tell me one time, if it gets below 24, don't wash the car. That's where they shut their car washes off at, because that's where the rubbers will freeze to the dug of the car, and then, you know, all the insulation and stuff like that, when you open it, he says that's where you start ripping all that, the rubber and the insulation is about 24 degrees. And my thermal bob says it's 18, so I kind of took that to heart. So anytime it gets right around 25, I don't take a car to the car wash, you know, but I get the point, you know, if it's included in your package, but okay, is it really worth ripping your, you know, your rubbers, you know, on the door moldings or whatever they're called, the insulation part? Go ahead, Anthony.
I think that's a good rule to abide by. I don't necessarily know that it's true, but you gotta set benchmarks, and that makes a lot of sense. So, I mean, you don't want to deteriorate all the seals and everything. So, I'm gonna try to remember that one. KE8RUH. Over to you, Tom.
KZKGO4. You can get some Armorall. Spray it on a cloth and wipe it down all your rubber seals, and that'll help keep them from sticking to the doors. Also, tri-flow petroleum will help too, and it'll moisten up the rubber seals, keep them from sticking. I forgot who told me that, but that works also. All right, I'm going to go inside. I will see both of you here. So 273338 now. See you shortly. KT, KJO.